Hi everybody, welcome back. We have another guest with us today, Wendy.
Hi.
That was so short.
I know. Thought I'd better work with that for now.
So we are once again gonna just have a conversation, see where it leads us and what we end up talking about. So Wendy,
yes.
Tell us about you.
Wendy. Well, you already told them that my name is Wendy. I am 15 years old. I just love fun. I love to laugh. I will find the humor in the most serious situation. Life is already too serious for me to be stressing myself about all sorts of stuff. So while things might come at you and put you off kilter, that's fine. I will go off kilter for a little bit, but then I'll bounce back and just do what needs to be done. Life goes on. Yes. But one day at a time. Preferably with fun.
This is why you can't sit next to Wendy in any serious setting. Because Wendy,
I am so hurt.
You're hurt.
Hurt. I mean, they can't see, but I am in tears. You just have no behavior, no control. That's your problem.
However, she is fun to go to movies with.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm. Right. This should be interesting, to say the least.
Oh, so, what else is there? What do you do?
Well, I am now self-employed.
Welcome to the club.
I know. It's a lot of hard work, but
I'm not self-employed.
There is something to be said for setting your own pace. Mm-hmm. And while I used to enjoy the corporate setting, there were a lot of things that were quite stressful. So when I left the corporate world, I thought, okay, I'm never going back there because I'm now in a situation where I'm making like half of what I used to make in the corporate world, but I don't think that I've been happier.
Yeah.
The requirements, let's put it, that gentle word, the requirements that the corporate world tends to ask of you are sometimes so unreasonable. Mm-hmm. And you have to be strong to be able to survive it. I have met up with a few people over time since I've left there. This is like actually today is 3 years. Today is actually the anniversary. 3 years.
Happy anniversary!
Yay! So today is actually 3 years that we left.
Juice.
And water. But for the persons that I have met over the period of time, and I go into the bank or whatever other institution I see them, and they're like, "But why you look so stress free?" Because I don't work here no more. And it's not the particular organization itself,
yeah,
but it's just there is something about us having to fight to get things done in that environment that is so ridiculous, and is even more so when you've got kids or alien parents and that kind of stuff, where people tend not to, they make allowances initially,
yeah, mm-hmm,
for you to be able to deal with your situation, but if it happens, as far as they're concerned, a little too often, mm-hmm, then it takes a turn where it's like, okay, well, maybe you're not a good fit for this place, as if those in authority don't realize, but you know, you have it a little bit easier than us because you can pay,
yeah,
for people to take care of your situations. We, yeah, don't have that option.
Yeah.
But I can't say that I miss the corporate world. I actually went back in and did a stint at the request of a very good friend. And it worked out that it was a situation where it wasn't just, I think that was a God setup, truth be told, because I needed to get some stuff done for my mother and my daughter before I killed myself in the process, trying to do all these little things, you know, super mom and super person. Mm-hmm. And it worked out that in the 9 months, I was able to put certain things in place. And for me, life is a whole lot better since that was done. But I'm back now to doing my own cleaning services and everything. And I'm having a ball. I'm really having a ball. I get to set how my appointments are gonna go. I get to determine, okay, that Monday or Wednesday is my off day and it's not debatable. So if I work Monday, don't call me on Wednesday or vice versa.
Yeah.
And I also get to determine that I can get up one day and decide today is for me. Don't call me, don't look for me, don't pop up on visits. I don't want to see anybody. I will be very antisocial that day because that day is all about me, me, and more me. So there.
I fully get what you're saying mm-hmm. because I told somebody, I think it was last year, that they are in the corporate world. I told them, it sounds like you're in one of their slavery because the hours you are pulling is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You're working from 8 to 5, but then you are still there at 9 because you have to finish it off
mm-hmm.
while the bosses are home.
Yeah.
And like you can't, you have to make time for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And as also a self-employed person, what I realized last year, what I wasn't doing was I wasn't making time for me, even mm-hmm. though I saw it with somebody else in the corporate world. I'm like, you should do that to yourself. You know, you should want to take a little time, a day off. And me, because I'm self-employed, I'm like, I have to work to get the money. I don't have a 9 to 5 like everybody else. I make my own hours, but mm-hmm. I still have to work hard. I realized I was pushing myself to the point of me feeling exhausted mm-hmm. and I can't function. So as a self-employed person, are you taking time out? Are you, I guess you said the Mondays or the Wednesdays.
Yeah.
But are you doing any kind of self-care for yourself?
Oh, self-care is very, is amazing, huh? Because if I'm really tired, one of the things I will do is I will go into a mad frenzy of cleaning. And when I'm finished cleaning, I kid you not, when I'm finished cleaning, I get a shower and I spaz out. I just want to lay down, read, don't do anything, doesn't matter. Don't push my door, don't call me, nothing, because this is my time right now. And then there are other days when I would just make sure there's gas in the car, get something to snack on, and I go wherever I go. Doesn't matter. I could end up all the way down Spikes Down, just walking through the shops or whatever. Or I could end up on a beach somewhere, just sitting down, watching the sea. It does not matter because at that point, that is all about me. Don't ask me to attend no meetings. I ain't making no appointments with you for anything. I can't spare 15 minutes. This is my 15 minutes. Get with the program.
That sounds so wonderful.
But yeah, so me time, so having me time, mm-hmm. Chanel, you should listen to this.
Yeah,
having
me time unfortunately, I work for the government.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, but still, afterwards, mm-hmm. you still need to have a me time for yourself, unless you're going to burn yourself out.
And then you come home with teaching. Like, when you're working corporate world, they got sometimes you could come home, you could unplug it, you don't have to look at no more files.
Mm-hmm.
But with teaching, you got to now prepare for the next day. So, you come home, you're doing homework.
So yeah, there is like that part, but there's also a part where you have to determine, okay, I am going to spend 3 hours doing this. And if you know that it's going to go past 3 hours, start that later, but take your hour or hour and a half for yourself first. But somewhere inside there, you have got to make allowances for the fact that you are human and that regardless of how much, how close you think you are to God, your body will shut down. It will shut down if you don't treat it the way it's supposed to be treated.
guess.
And the unfortunate thing about it is that the way how life is geared, women tend to take on so much more than they really need to.
Mm.
And I think in a lot of ways it's because people just see us as like receptacles. We can handle this. Oh, that's okay. Give that to Keisha. She can handle another one. And go ahead. Wendy's shoulders are broad enough for her to handle that. And Chanel's got a nice broad lap. She can hold that as well. But they tend to forget that at some point in time, when that receptacle gets filled with stuff that, I mean, you're putting in, but you're not taking out and taking out the garbage that needs to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Something inside there is going to start to smell at some point in time. And then when the whole thing gets to a point where it boils up and it starts to erupt, then everybody's going to say, well, she miserable. She don't comply with nothing. She always thinking about herself. No, I just had enough of you. You and all like you, I had enough of all of wanna. And wanna is a Bajan word for those who are probably overseas and not understanding what that means.
It means you all.
You all. All of you. Wanna.
So self-care is not a bad word. Or having those things for yourself. Saying no to people for your care, for your means, is not a bad thing.
No. I think that over the last, especially 5 years, I have learned how to say no to people and not feel as if I'm compelled to give an explanation as to why I have to say
that
no.
Is, people no. always, they have to give a no.
Yeah.
Because.
No, because no. nothing, no.
No.
I'm not coming, no.
Sesame Street I don't, said the word is no.
The word is no.
No.
I don't want to come to that. No, I'm not interested. Okay, guys, you go ahead without me. No. But if you know, how about Sunday evening? No. The sun has not yet set on Sunday evening. No, I will not do it.
You heard no, people. That's your word for the week.
That's
learn
right.
to say no.
Learn to say no and not have to feel as if you need to give an explanation for why you say it. You have got to know how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel as if you're about to break, just say no.
It was like when we used to go to our trainer, they had like a class. Our trainer, he learns very early.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever he would be pushing everybody, come on, do it, come on.
And then turn to us like, just give me what you could give me.
Because it was like, when I'm done,
mm-hmm.
I'm done. I can be looking at you, we look at each other, don't tell me anything. Mm-hmm. It'll be, oh no,
mm-hmm.
I can't get done.
And you're saying people pass out.
People pass out, Lenny.
At the end of workout. like, I am not
you
doing
said
that.
No beginning to that extra exercise, you will be up like me, sign up.
There you go. I from playing volleyball, I have had coaches telling us, okay, you have to do X amount of sprints and you have to do X amount of this. And I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. It's not going to happen because I know what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
I know that if you ask me to do 50 jumping jacks, when I go down for the 35th one, it's all over and I'll not be able to come back. You're gonna have to bring a crane to get me back up. Forget it. So therefore I will not be doing all of those. And eventually they got to the point where they realized, okay, Wendy will do how much she can do because I'm not gonna shirk the responsibility.
That's it.
That's the thing. I'm not gonna shirk the responsibility.
Yeah.
Because there's a requirement from me.
Yeah.
And a requirement of me to do certain things. And
yeah.
That's fine. But when it gets to a stage where you want me to fit in because you think this is what everybody is supposed to do,
yeah.
We're going to have a big challenge with that.
Yeah.
Because I won't do it where it becomes detrimental to myself. I can't.
Yeah, I agree.
You can't.
Even because even in ministries, because
mm-hmm.
we go to church, the same church,
mm-hmm.
I find people will put their expectations on how they will do something on you,
mm-hmm.
and you have to be like, no, this is no, I can't do the extra thing you want me to do. I can do it this way and to this point.
Yes.
But they get very upset and be like, no, you should really push in. push in, press in, press and all that stuff. Like, okay, but when I press in and everything works out wrong for me, then you would tell me you should have known better for yourself.
Yeah, when you're pressing and you're pressing, and when you're in the middle of pressing, what you're pressing on gives way and you scatter out. You know, does it really make sense? You have got to know what you're capable of. You've got to know when you're coming close to a danger point. And even before you get to a place where it becomes a danger point, you have to be able to say, look, take a break, people. Ease up a little bit. Let me recalibrate and see what's going on here. And then we can step forward again. Mm-hmm. But do not think for one moment that just because you're gung-ho about what's going on, that I have the same passion that you do about what is going on. It's not going to happen. Yeah. It's not going to happen. Sell me on your idea, but not by trying to force it down my throat.
Very much so.
Yeah. Don't do it by trying to force it down my throat. Mm-hmm. That's like these telemarketing things and these other marketing things that they have, you know. What do you call them now?
The network marketing.
Network marketing, thing? Where you want me to get involved in this thing, but I must come every week. I must come. I can't sit down and listen to that story all over again every week and clap at the different people. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I'm not a salesperson.
Yeah.
That's not my strength.
Yeah.
Therefore, if you think this thing is going to work out so well and you're confident in it, tell you what, I'll take a risk on you because I like you. Here, take the $200, go and invest it. Mm-hmm. But I ain't coming out there every week. It ain't going to happen. When I start to see things happening, maybe I'll attend a meeting or two. Mm-hmm. But no, you will not take all my time because you are so passionate about this thing and you think that I should get involved. I cannot do it because that's not where my strength is.
Yeah. And you have to know what your passions are, mm-hmm. and your strengths are, unless you will end up following somebody blindly.
Yep.
And end up in a different situation that you shouldn't be in.
Yep. Or walking off a cliff somewhere and this time the person stepped off the cliff onto a safe ledge.
Yeah.
And you didn't have a clue that there was a ledge right below that step. And you catapulting down a ledge into the sea, dead.
Yeah.
Anybody spending you money?
Pretty much.
No.
I don't have the drive. I'm too lazy for that work.
Very much so. That is such a true thing.
And it's been the same people. Only people that I thought actually made any money from network marketing, really, that I have seen.
Mm-hmm.
The same people who come and tell you, oh, I made such and such amount of money, they're the ones who keep that such and such amount of money because everybody's under them. So
I'll take
anything,
a pass on
start
that.
Your own network marketing or something.
And then let's see where it goes, you know. But you can only do so much, huh? But the idea of me time and self-care is very, very important. And don't try to be a hero. You can't do everything. You cannot do everything. I have some girlfriends who used to be doing this here, and they're dealing with work, and they had high profile jobs, and then when they finished with their high profile jobs, they had to deal with the children, and then they had secondary things that they were interests and stuff that they had, mm-hmm. and then they had spouses as well who were also high profile, so you had to be attending things with the spouses. And at one point I said, but you know, where's the time for you? Well, I can't be bothered because sometimes when I get home, I just take 2 tablets and go home. I said, so you're becoming now a junkie because you are medicating yourself mm-hmm. to be able to function for the next day. Mm-hmm. And then when you are dead and gone, the children will get a new stepmother and you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
Does this make sense? 2 of them heard what I said and they made changes. Drop some of the things, activities, and a lot of the activities they had to drop are the things that the kids were involved in. You've got 3 children, and 3 children each have 4 different interests. Seriously? And you're the person who driving them up and down every Saturday, and then all the parties, and no. So by the time you get back to work, you actually enjoy coming to work on Monday because you get away from the children. Seriously?
I say, if they need to be in all these activities, if you got money for it, get somebody drive the children.
But it's not even fair to the children either, because you're putting the children in a situation where they're trying to keep up with the Smiths and the Jones. Mm-hmm. And I think that in a lot of cases, what's happening is you're trying to live vicariously through your children. And that nonsense needs to stop as well.
Yeah.
Stop. Stop. Learn to like you. Learn to like being by yourself. Mm-hmm. I know some people that from the time they walk into a room, they got to turn the TV on, turn the radio on, turn this on, water got to be running, all kind of crazy stuff. They just can't handle silence.
Yeah.
They cannot handle silence.
Because then they start thinking.
Yeah.
And they don't like having to.
They don't like having all that. Those thoughts rushing
like
through their head
bit
and
of
stuff.
Silence.
No,
I love silence.
I don't like a little bit of silence. I love a lot of silence.
I love my mental days are when I'm home. I do nothing,
mm-hmm.
nothing, but watch Netflix. That's what I like to do. Mm-hmm. So, anything happen work related, I can't. It's impossible for me to help you at this present time. You gotta wait till when I come back in, because
mm-hmm.
I can't help. Yeah. I really can't.
I have all but two of the series of Asterix and Obelix. So on my bed right now, kid you not, on my bed right now are 5 Asterix books. And as I finish that set of 5, I move those out and bring in another 5. And that's how I wind down some evenings. Where I come home and I come home and I just lay down. And I read Asterix and Obelix, and I have myself a grand old time. And if I don't want to read them, then there's good old Calvin and Hobbes. I make no apologies whatsoever, because you need to have humor in
yeah.
your life. It may seem like, oh, that's so silly and so childish. Yeah, but I was almost 60. And I look real good for almost 60.
Mm-hmm.
And really
and
truly.
She's not wearing any makeup or anything.
No.
And her skin looks great.
Yep. It's got to be with these 2 knot knees and 2 hard foot, but hey. They keep me humble. They keep me humble, but truth be told, I like me. I it took a while, but I learned how to like me without any attachments and without anybody trying to foist all their different things on me. I've learned how to separate all those things, pull off all of those little shavings and whatever. And what I ended up with wasn't so pleasing at first, but God has been faithful. And I like me. I like me right now. And I expect that it's only going to get better.
Yeah, I agree. You learn how to learn to like and love yourself.
Yep.
If you don't, then nobody can do it for you.
Yep.
And the person that you meet, if you get married or a friend, whoever it is, they're going to give you their impression of love, and they might not be the one that you need in your
mm-hmm.
life.
Yep.
So I agree. You have to learn to love and like who you are.
You are, exactly.
Your ups and your downs, your flaws and everything. You have to learn to love every part of you.
Yep. And you have to learn how to laugh at yourself. I don't give anybody first chance to laugh at me. I laugh at myself first.
You have to.
I can be a real idiot when I'm ready. I really... But then you guys know that.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're very much
yes,
that part of your personality.
Yes. Yeah, I can be a real idiot when I'm ready. But I'm thankful. I like what I have. So I'm thankful.
So, yes, again, we cut you off. We all know we're ending the session. But I'm liking where this is going. Any final things you want to say, Wendy?
Any final things? I don't know that there's anything else I can add to this here, really, but...
Say no.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
say
yeah.
Say no.
Learn how to say no.
Learn how to say no.
Without apology.
Without apology.
Without apology.
Love yourself.
Love yourself. And do not take any flack from anyone where your sanity is concerned.
And laugh.
Learn to laugh at yourself.
Yeah.
Uproariously laugh at yourself like a real idiot.
So
it's gonna be fun.
Been enlightening for me.
Yeah,
I will do more coloring at school.
That's, right.
That's what I do. I
yes.
color.
Right, and buy a coloring book. There you go. Yeah. Buy a coloring book.
I have 3. I have a children's one, and two adult ones.
There you go.
Could color.
And don't lend nobody your crayons.
No.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, Wendy.
You're welcome, ladies.
Glad having you here.
It was a pleasure.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.